Hello, so this is the second part of the audio recordings about the evolution of Be Seated. Today we're going to have a discussion about meeting number two, and it's going to be with Raphael. So, Raphael, we've already discussed the first meeting. Can you tell me where was the next meetings that took place?
Well, as all of our meetings, we were at the campus of the University of Southampton at a separate building.
And what came up in those meetings?
Well, we continued some kind of discussion that was introduced in the first meeting about what we're going to do. We agreed that we're going to do a visit inside, so we go deeper in the idea, and we focus on what was possible to do with visited according to technology.
Okay, and so also in that meeting we had things about how to structure tasks. Can you tell me a little bit more about how the team structured the workload?
We decided to coordinate our tasks automatically. We use Team Gantt as a project manager due to its functionality to send emails to every group member, reminder their tasks and times.
Did you think it was particularly useful? Was it good, bad?
I think it was good because I receive a lot of emails every day.
Yeah, so did I, yeah. But there was probably one... It was a bit complicated, right? And what was the other kind of issue with it? That it was... Because towards the end of it, we can't access it anymore, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we use a free trial.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe that's the main limitation.
I mean, it was good. It was just that we were kind of cheap.
Yeah.
didn't pay for the rest of it. But for the time being, it was quite useful. Okay, so moving on. So we structured the tasks as a team, etc., and we started to talk more about this full idea and the full potential of the idea. So can you explain to me a little bit about what we discussed and what was said and some of the extra features we talked about?
Well, we discussed about the limits or the scope of the technology and the functionality of the site regarding innovation, engagement, and social network issues. We talked about novelty features of the site, like switching seats among users, more ways to communicate among members, rewards more active users regarding the contributions, reviews, and if they provide accurate information.
Yeah, so to expand on that a little more, we had an idea where you could basically kind of log into the website, so there'd be a blank seating plan, your profile would kind of sit there, a bit like maybe with an airline site where you can assign yourself your seat for a future future flight or event, etc. Attached to that was, say, if you could see your friend was sitting a little bit further away but at the same event, you could maybe message the person next to you asking, can you swap seats with my friend? And since everyone can see the seating plan and where everyone's sitting, it would make that a lot easier to do. There's probably a lot of privacy issues with that, but we'll come to why that wasn't taken forward in a later audio recording. We also had an idea kind of based on Foursquare that if a user reviews or checks in a lot at certain venues, then maybe they'll get extra deals and there could be some sort of ranking about who reviews the most or the best reviewer or who's at a certain place more than others. Okay, so back to you, Rafa. By the end of these sessions, what was the kind of current state of Be Seated?
I think we, at the end of conversations, we end the analysis part of the site. And we were able to enter to the designing part.
Yep, sounds good. Okay, so basically by the end of this, we had a kind of big idea and we discussed a lot of features and basic plans for it. In the next audio recording, we'll have how we scaled back down to something that was a bit more doable as an idea and how the BC had evolved into be something a bit more streamlined. Okay, thank you.